Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Sounds like William Shatner was very moved by his trip to space yesterday.
What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary.
So you hear the emotion in the man's voice. Mm-hmm.
It's really
clearly sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
However, you would still have to ask yourself, if Jeff Bezos offered you a free trip on Blue Origin to go up into space for 10 minutes, would you take him up on it? Your safety's not guaranteed, but the flight is free. Are you going to do it, Drex?
Absolutely not.
What?
There are so many great things going on at Earth. Why are we trying to get off the Earth? I drive down Holcomb Bridge and I'll see a new restaurant. I'm like, oh, I want to go there. Like, I have so much stuff. I have so much stuff I want to do in my hometown of Peachtree Corners.
So many fast food restaurants to experience.
So many burrito bowls.
Tara, you're laughing. You would take a free flight
Absolutely.
To space.
Absolutely. I think that is the coolest thing that could ever happen. And it's free. These seats cost millions of dollars. I'm going up and I'm coming right back. It's not like I'm staying up there forever.
Yeah, but you got to go to Texas.
So
you got to put on a jumpsuit.
Go into space. There's only like a handful of people that can say, hey, I've been to space.
Can't you watch it on the Discovery Channel? Don't we have photographs?
Yeah, you can watch all kinds of things on TV. It's different until you actually experience it and you're there in person.
I will say, there's probably no traffic up there, so that's a bonus. Duh. You know what I mean?
You're on a 10-minute. We asked this question on the internets, B98.5 on Facebook. Doug said there's literally nothing in space. Right. Safety guaranteed or not, I'm at least going to need a steak. Kelly said, I would pay money to not go to space.
Yeah.
My favorite comment from Kate, I've been on a Spirit Airlines flight. That was exciting / dangerous enough for me. What's going on with you, Drex?
The hardest part of being a parent is when your kid does something really, really cool, but they hurt themselves.
Oh.
What a range of emotions there. Like, which way are you supposed to go with this whole thing? How are you supposed to feel in that situation? We had softball practice yesterday. We're gearing up. We had a really tough practice yesterday.
They said, what I say, the Braves won. We had a good game. I get crap for that.
You playing?
I'm the coach of the team.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. My life is these
assistant
little girls.
Assistant to the coach. Go on.
I prefer assistant coach. Tonight, we're playing Jeff Francoeur and Brian McCann's team.
Oh,
they're a little, boy. Because we played them a couple weeks ago, and they smoked us.
Right.
And so we had a really extra hard practice yesterday, and we were given extra reps in batting practice. What? Come on. This is my life.
We already talked about this. It's really funny.
we have our Freddie Freeman. Her name is Evie. She hits dingers. She smokes the ball. She's got a beautiful swing, so we gave her a little bit of extra batting practice, and Evie usually plays in the pitcher's position because she's the best fielder and the best hitter.
Wow.
So when Evie goes to hit, my daughter moves to pitcher because Avery's the second best fielder on the team. Avery's just got a good glove, yeah. And so Evie's hitting him, and we throw a pitch to Evie, and she absolutely connects, smokes this dinger 4 feet off the ground. It's coming in hot right at Avery.
On the mound.
Yeah.
It's
happening in a split second. And Avery just reacts. Avery just reaches up and catches it with her right hand.
Ooh-wee.
But I'm telling you guys.
Barehanded.
Girl. Avery caught it with her right hand, barehanded, not in her glove. She just reacts. And because this thing was on fire coming off that bat. And everyone stops. They're like, whoa, that was awesome. And then I'm like, throw it to first, finish the play. And so then after that, everyone's like, yay, go Avery. And she turns around to me and just starts bawling.
Oh no.
And we go over to the sidelines. She goes, "Daddy, I need to take a break." And so we go over to the dugout, and she's got, you know, the seams of the fastball of the baseball are like an imprint in her palm.
Oh, poor thing.
Oh, I felt so bad for her, but I'm like,
that
I know this
is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. I'm like, I know this hurts right now, honey, but that was freaking awesome.
Yeah. More of that, fewer tears, and we've got a star.
Absolutely.
But there's no crying in baseball.
There is no.
Come on.
That's amazing.
I can't wait to check out your press conference after the game.
We're going to have a Thursday night presser. Yeah.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 726. Clouds warm today with a high of 83. 367 right now. What's going on, Kara?
If you and the family are looking for something fun to do for Halloween, you don't want to do the traditional walking around the neighborhood for trick-or-treating, head on down to Zoo Atlanta for Boo at the Zoo. Ooh. It is always such a great time. You can get dressed up in your costume, collect sweet treats, meet fun characters, and hang out with more than 1,000 animals from all over the world. This year, it's going to happen October 23rd and 24th, and then again, Halloween weekend. And I'm telling you this ahead of time because reservations are required to keep the crowds down.
I'm glad there's reservations and the crowds are going to be down. I have candy anxiety.
So yesterday, 90-year-old Hollywood legend William Shatner became the oldest person to ever travel to space. He and three others took a ride on Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin spaceflight. The whole thing took about 10 minutes and millions of dollars to happen. But once they landed, he was gushing about the experience.
I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it. It's so much larger than me and life.
Wow.
It's kind of a full circle moment for him there because, you know, he played Captain Kirk from Star Trek for most of his life and still, you know, tours around as that character.
He sounded so happy.
All right, Kara, what else you got?
So it is definitely time to start stocking up on the tissues and the wine. Social media has been on fire with the return of Adele, her first single in 6 years, Easy on Me, coming out tomorrow. Everybody's excited for it. She confirmed yesterday that the new album will be called 30. It will come out on November 19th. She said that it was her ride or die during the most turbulent time of her life. So, you know, it's going to be filled with emotion. And the re-release of Taylor Swift's Red was actually scheduled for the same day. Mm-hmm. So you know that the rumor that they had a little powwow and that's why Taylor moved the date. Totally true.
What was turbulent going on with Adele?
Oh, I know she had like a major divorce. And
if you think this is bad, wait till Taylor Swift goes through a divorce. Ooh.
Oh, gosh.
She never get married.
Taylor
Swift will never get married.
Really?
Mark my words. What is it now? What's the date today?
Are you saying because you can't marry your cats?
Seems like everyone's talking about William Shatner going up in that spaceship that was created by Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they're, you know, Amazon's doing all this weird, cool new stuff. They actually have a new Alexa skill that they wanted us to try out for Halloween.
Okay. Oh.
It was.
So Jeff Bezos sends William Shatner to space and asks us to test drive his new stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. We're the guinea pigs. Anybody's wondering.
The skill for Halloween is the Alexa Ouija board. You guys remember those growing up?
That's creepy.
So instead of like having to get the board out and all the hands and that little weird magnifying glass, now you can just ask Alexa a question and like the Ouija board will answer. Who wants to give it a shot?
Be kidding me. Can I try it?
Yeah.
Hey, Alexa, what's the likelihood that my HOA will approve my courtyard landscape designs during this decade?
Tad, short answer, no. To be honest, us spirits down here love getting you riled up. So you have two options. Keep fighting it, and we'll keep laughing. Or, let it go, which we all know isn't going to happen. But keep this in mind. There is an HOA in the afterlife. It's run by a woman named Karen. And she'll be your neighbor in 40 years.
Oh, mommy!
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
All right, let me get this straight, Brittany. The rest of your office was invited to come back. They lifted the COVID restrictions, all of that. but you were singled out as the only person who has to wait till the beginning of the year.
My boss says that I have a pre-existing condition that won't allow me to come back right now.
I don't want to ask you what your pre-existing condition is unless you want to tell us what your pre-existing condition
there
is.
There are HIPAA laws out there, yeah. Tad.
Right.
I have no idea.
You don't know what your pre-existing condition is yourself. How does your boss know about it if you don't know about it?
When I first got hired, right before the pandemic started, I rushed through my new hire paperwork. It was a crazy wild day. And I think that maybe I checked a box that I had a disability or a special medical condition. I don't know, but that's my only guess.
So your boss said, due to your pre-existing condition, you don't need to return until the beginning of the year. You saw this and you go, but wait, I don't have a pre-existing condition?
Yes, that's what happened.
Why are you so thirsty to get back in the office?
Yeah,
so doesn't that
mean
just more work from home time and more
in the lottery?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I don't want him to think something about me that's not true. That feels weird. And also, I honestly do want to get back to the office because I was really excited when I got this job. And I just want to get back in there so I can, for lack of a better way to say it, I guess, start climbing the corporate ladder. I'm a really hard worker. I really want to move up within our company, and it's going to be tough if I'm working remotely. Mm-hmm.
And also the feeling that you've been singled out as the only person who doesn't need to return,
right?
And you don't know what your pre-existing condition is?
Yeah, everyone else is going back. I'm not, and it's not even true. So I feel awful just across the board.
So maybe we could call your boss. His name is Michael, is that right?
Yes.
Maybe we could finagle this pre-existing condition out of him and try and figure this out. And you can play dumb?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Great.
All right.
Our goal here, obviously, is to get you in the office. So why don't you sit tight? We will call your boss. We'll talk to him next.
Thank you.
All right. What does her boss think is her pre-existing condition? Part two of Forgive and Forget next.
Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Everybody in Brittany's office was invited to come back to work except for her. Boss said, wait till the beginning of the year because of your pre-existing condition. And Brittany's like, I don't know that I have a pre-existing condition. What's going on? We're going to help her find out, get some forgiveness. Hang on one second, Brittany. We're going to talk to your boss, Michael, here.
Hello.
Hi, is this Michael?
Yeah, this is Michael.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. How are you?
Doing fine. What's going on?
Well, we heard that you're invited the team to come back to the office. Like, everybody's coming back to work. So that's good. It's good to get everybody back,
yeah,
right?
We're the official welcome wagon. We're glad to have you guys back in your car sitting in traffic.
Yeah. Of course, it's going to be a while before everyone's back, but I appreciate that.
Do you have some, like, some stragglers that want to continue working virtually, or?
Well, I mean, it's just one person that wants to come back to the office, but I can't do it.
What's the situation with that? Can you talk about it?
Not really.
I mean, so there's one person in your office that you say you can't deal with this person coming back?
Honestly, man, I hate the way she walks. It's my issue. That's it.
You
it's
hate
strictly
the
that.
Way she walks so she can't come back to the office?
Yeah.
Does she walk like an Egyptian? Is she walking on sunshine?
No, it's a hazard. She just walks around. She flails her arms. I can't just have that in my office right now.
So wait, it's not her legs. She didn't have a problem walking because of her legs, but because of her arms, she flails about.
It's like she's trying to fly.
Oh my God.
I got to tell you that this is a feature on our show that's called Forgive and Forget. And we got to bring Brittany on. She's been on the other line and wanted our help figuring out why you thought she had some pre-existing condition, thought that she filled out the application wrong. Now we're finding out that she flails about the arms. Brittany, are you aware of this behavior?
You were saying that my swinging arms were a pre-existing condition?
Don't hate me. This is my issue. It's just, it's a huge hazard to myself and a lot of other people. My picture frames, my water jugs, it's ridiculous.
I mean, Brittany, is this true? Do you, like, swing your arms as though they are independent from your body?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore. So they did? You did
At
do this?
At one time you had flailing arms, but this has been medically dealt with?
It wasn't anything like a pre-existing condition. I told you all, I got hired a week before the pandemic started, and I had just gotten back from a cruise where I stupidly fell asleep on the pool deck and got severely sunburned.
Oh, no.
And it hurt when my arms would rub against my side. So I guess I was walking a little weird with my arms out, but it wasn't
You're
like a flailing cross-country disaster.
Who's ready to take flight? So this is taken care of now? The sunburn is healed? Your arms are normal?
Yes, it was only a few weeks of that, and it just happened to be right after my cruise, and then the pandemic happened, and we all had to go back to our own homes to work remotely.
So Michael only knows you as Flappy Girl. He doesn't know you as your normal self. Michael, with that, would you forgive and forget the odd way that Brittany was walking and invite her to come back to the office?
I don't want to come off like a jerk, but, I mean, are you sure done?
Wow.
He's confirming that. Yes. Maybe you guys can do a trial day.
But, you know, if you want proof, I can send you a video of me walking around.
Yes. Could you send that to us, too? We'll put it up on our Instagram page.
Sure. Of her walking normal or
just
like
walking normal? Here's Brittany walking normal.
Just a 28-year-old woman from Roswell simply walking normal
sure
in her hallway.
I'm sure we'll get a lot of likes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you give this a trial run? I feel like we've wasted everybody's time here. Are we good, Michael?
Yeah.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
I want her to go back to that office because I don't want her working here. Got too much expensive equipment. Coming up tomorrow, he lied about going to a Braves game and struck out with his wife. Josh needs forgiveness tomorrow morning at 7.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Daniela in Sandy Springs.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Could you kick Kara out of the studio for us?
That's my job, right?
So do it.
Get out of here.
I'm gone, Daniela. Good luck.
All right. Thanks. Our pop culture princess will stand outside the studio while we ask you the 5 trivia questions. We'll then bring her back in, ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She pays you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Okay.
Question
I'm ready.
Number one. Adele officially announced her new album's going to drop on November 19th, 6 days before what U.S. holiday?
Thanksgiving.
Question 2, Squid Game has leaped Bridgerton as the most viewed series of all time on what streaming service?
Netflix.
Number 3, William Shatner is officially the oldest man to go into space after a 10-minute trip yesterday. What was James T. Kirk's rank on Star Trek?
Captain.
Number 4, an actor's audition for a new Robin Williams biopic is so spot on, people are actually creeped out by it. In 1998, Robin played a doctor who healed people through humor. What's that movie?
Patch Adam.
Number 5, Tom Brady admitted he let his then 11-year-old son party with Snoop Dogg after the 2019 Super Bowl. Who's that child's mom?
Giselle Bundchen.
Bring Kara back in.
Yeah, question 5 is a trick question.
You're making a run.
Yeah, but Daniela and Sandy Springs All Business this morning did really, really well.
Yeah. Kara, are you ready for the same questions?
I believe so.
Number 1, Adele officially announced her new album will drop on November 19th. That's 6 days before what U.S. holiday?
Thanksgiving.
We will be giving thanks for that. All right, 1-1. That's what Daniela said.
If the turkey doesn't put you to sleep.
Right, yeah.
Jokes. Number 2, Squid Game has leaped Bridgerton as the most viewed series of all time on what streaming service?
Netflix.
That's what Daniela said, 2-2.
Number 3, William Shatner is the oldest man to go into space after a 10-minute trip yesterday. What was James T. Kirk's rank on Star Trek?
Captain James T. Kirk.
Wow, that's what Daniela said. Knotted up at 3.
Before an actor's audition for a new Robin Williams biopic is so spot on, people are actually creeped out by it. In 1998, Robin played a doctor that healed people through humor. What's the name of that movie?
Patch Adams.
All right. Through 4 questions, we're all tied up.
Got to get this one, Kara. Number 5. Tom Brady admitted that he let his then 11-year-old son party with Snoop Dogg mm-hmm. after the 2019 Super Bowl here in Atlanta. Who's that boy's mom?
Bridget Moynihan
is the right answer. Oh, not a lot of people know that Tom Brady, his oldest son, and Bridget Moynihan's the mom.
Woo! Yeah. Okay, so wait, that means I lose, right?
That means you lose, my friend. She was looking for. Do we have to ask? Are you smarter than Kara?
Apparently not. You win.
See, this is the problem with awesome consolation prizes. Shawn Mendes tickets as your consolation prize. State Farm Arena, October 14th, 2022. Tickets on sale now. Ticketmaster.com. You got them for free.
Yes. Oh, my God. This is amazing. My best friend was just texting me about this concert. She's going to be so excited.
That sounded fake.
No. I can't even show you the screenshot.
That's just what I want. Yeah. Screenshots of your conversations.
Picks or it didn't happen, guys. Picks or it didn't happen.
If you want to lose to Kara and pick up Shawn Mendes tickets, you'll have a chance tomorrow.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
826, we are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Clouds warm today with a high of 83, 65. Now, what's going on, Kara?
So just as things were starting to kind of get back to normal, we've got more than 60,000 film and TV crew members, including over 6,000 here in Georgia, that are set to begin a nationwide strike on Monday if a deal isn't reached for some more fair and safer working conditions. Now, this strike would shut down production on every TV show and movie filming in Georgia and Hollywood and everywhere in between. These crews often work 12 to 14 hour days, and all they're asking for is things like rest and meal breaks and some increased pay for the lowest paid workers. It's not like rocket science.
Right,
they make millions and millions and millions of dollars off of these movies. Like, throw the lower paid people some chump change. Come on. If you mess with my season 2 of Bridgerton coming out, I'm going to have a problem. Now, we got 72 days till Christmas, and I've got some good news and some bad news for you. The good news, despite reports that there could be a Christmas tree shortage this season, the American Christmas Tree Association says finding the perfect tree should not be a problem this year. The bad news, it's going to be expensive. And this is if you're looking for a fake tree or for a real tree. Like everything else revolving around the holidays, we're being urged to shop early, too. So if you're looking for that live tree or that fake one, start shopping now, especially if you have like certain places that you go. Don't wait for the sales. They may not happen this year because of the supply chain issues that we're having.
Good info.
Yeah. Now, is it better to be the cool parent or the responsible parent? Because Tom Brady just revealed that he took his then 11-year-old son, Jack, with him to party with Snoop Dogg after his 2019 Super Bowl win. He said it was in their hotel and they had a special spot on stage. But of course, it was Snoop Dogg. So you know he had some scantily clad ladies dancing around.
Yeah, it was here in Atlanta too, right?
So what exactly did Tom do?
He had his eyes open and he was listening to music. And I said, Jack, cover your eyes. He goes, Dad, I'm good. I'm good. So it's 2 a.m. and I mean, we are having the time of our life. And I'm like, holy cow. If he tells his mother, I ain't going to see this kid for a long time.
So what's the coolest thing that you've done with your kid?
Oh, I mean, even it was last night after softball practice. Avery's like, I'm hungry. I'm like, well, obviously I am too. So we pulled into Wendy's and split a 20 count nugget. And I'm like, we're not telling mom about this.
Are you
toasty? Yeah, it is.
The best thing I ever did with my kid was take him to see Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, fun.
Like, when I was a kid, we went to see Marcel Marceau. It was the only like theater arts kind of thing that I remember. Mm-hmm. Marcel Marceau is a mime. I think my dad wanted to take me to show me what it was like to be quiet. Watching my kid, it was over here at Atlantic Station. I took him thinking nothing of it. And I was like, oh, he's ruined for life because he is seeing
the coolest stuff.
I mean, you can't top it.
Yeah, the mime thing didn't work out, did it?
What do you mean?
Your dad took you somewhere to show you like how to be quiet. It didn't like
didn't
resonate.
Oh, you've got me quiet now.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's fine.
I'll never speak again.
Okay.
That's fine.
Martyr. Pack your bags. We're going on a guilt trip.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.